The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I should have known better. Can you be so doggone mean? Can you be so uptight? Can you be so? Can you be so cold blooded? I should have known better. Can you be so, oh, so thin? Can you be so, so cold? Can you be so, diabolical? Can you be so, cold-blooded?
Sometimes you gotta wonder, in the middle of a pandemic, when a small business is doing its best to keep going and hopefully be growing, how cold-blooded sometimes can the government be in constraining those businesses and making it more difficult for them to do what they're meant to do? Welcome back to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Time now for the second hour of the program here on News Talk 710 KNUS. So great to be with you and to talk about, I think, a very important story in my mind, because look, we talk all the time on this program about, and I've written plenty of columns about, the trials and tribulations of businesses, especially small businesses, amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, where uncertainty reigns supreme. That is to say, businesses, especially restaurants and bars, have been unable to plan out sometimes even weeks ahead. And businesses need some level of certainty in order to thrive and, in some cases, survive, especially amidst this pandemic. And we've seen Governor Jared Polis, King Polis, consistently say, I'm the man in charge, basically. He's unilaterally making decisions. And then a lot of times they change the rules. And like, we've got a brand new dial, I think a third COVID dial. And a lot of people keep scratching their heads wondering what's next. Well, then sometimes you may have cities that change the name of the game, especially when you have a business model that maybe has to make adjustments based on something a city council has done, in addition to making adjustments based on what the state government has done. In Wheat Ridge, in the city of Wheat Ridge, Caddyshack jokes are now regulations. What do I mean? Well, there is a snippet here of a scene in that cult classic film from 1980 that I think is very apropos.
Cut that off!
Music is a violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law.
Music is a violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law. Gosh darn it, how dare he? Well, there is one venue in Wheat Ridge that I have been at, that I have performed twice, sitting in with a band that I've now joined called the Lapdogs, and I also played a full gig with the Becker Band at this place called T-Bird Roadhouse. It is a very cool place, outdoor bar that often features live music on the weekends. Saturdays, Sundays, you can go and you can enjoy an afternoon going into the evening with some live music from local bands. That's all well and good, isn't it? Well, the city council in Wheat Ridge last August passed a new ordinance, a noise ordinance, that puts serious restrictions upon a place like T-Bird Roadhouse when it comes to outdoor music. Now, if you want to have what's called an amplified sound event, you have to face some more stringent restrictions. You need to get a permit. And you can only get up to 6 permits total in a year. And also, it really kicks in when a sound is audible within a private residence not owned by the responsible party, and commercial sound levels must not surpass 65 decibels between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. and 60 decibels between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Again, with the only exception that allows you to get up to 75 decibels when you get one of these coveted 6 permits. And that's, by the way, when you measure it from the nearest receiving property. Now, the city manager can add additional conditions on a whim, revoke permits, and additionally, not only do you have to get a permit, but once you get the permit and you have a date set for your event, you have to go pass out flyers to every business and residence within a 300-foot radius of the exterior property line of the event location with those flyers. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of flyers. It's a lot of inconvenience, and it is putting restraints upon T-Bird Roadhouse. I wrote for my weekly column for the Denver Gazette a piece entitled "Caddyshack Jokes Are Now Wheat Ridge Regulations," which was in yesterday's Friday's edition of the Gazette. And I am very pleased to be joined today by Aaron McAllister, who, along with his wife Amanda, owns T-Bird Roadhouse, which is located about 44th and Kipling in Wheat Ridge. And again, Aaron joins me now. Aaron, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Well, I explained the basics of the statute or this ordinance now, this noise ordinance. I think I covered all the bases. 2 questions for you. Number one, did I cover all the bases, or is there something you're aware of that maybe I'm missing? And number two, from your standpoint, how did this come about?
I believe you covered everything that the new ordinance does cover as far as passing out the flyers and the 6 permits per year. It came about due to a couple of residents that would complain regardless of the sounds previously. And I just want to say that with the old ordinance, we were in full compliance. Every event we held, we never exceeded 75 decibels at the time, nor did we exceed 65 decibels at any point during any event that we had previously to this. They would call the officers out on every occasion that we did have a live event, and the officers would come out and take decimal readings from not only our property but also their properties, and found no cause to ever issue a summons, and would always leave at that time without issuing a summons or any restrictions on us at any point during that time. So I'm really confused on why the new ordinance was enacted in the city of Wheat Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you were telling me is that at times the traffic is louder. The traffic on the street is louder than any of the music that's being played at T-Bird.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So we're right off of 44th and Independence, and we do have, residential properties that are to the north and south of us. And we actually have a full apartment complex within 100 feet of our back property line, which is to the north, and we have never received any sort of complaint regarding any sort of sound violations, which you would think, and you're familiar with the setup of T-Bird, that the bands actually face towards the north, and we've never received any complaints from them. It's always from the south, which if we've went to their residences, and we've actually taken readings over there, the decimal readings are at 50 decibels, 55 decibels max. And, you know, we've had officers out there that it can clarify that and verify that the decimal levels have never reached higher than 60 at any point.
I could say from having been there on two different days, when the police had been called, I could see the expressions on their faces where it seemed like they were just doing what they had to do, but they knew what was the outcome, which was that you were going to be found in compliance with the previously existing ordinance.
That's absolutely correct. And that's, I would say, about the dozen to almost two dozen times I've interacted with the Wheat Ridge Police. They've only solidified that I was always in compliance and, you know, sorry to bother me.
Yeah.
And so when the city passed this new ordinance, I was completely blindsided by it and had no warning, had no opportunity to ever, you know, give my side of the story or, you know, present any sort of evidence that would only, you know, help my business grow and only help show that we were always in compliance with the current noise ordinance.
Again, we're talking with Aaron McAllister, who was, along with his wife, Amanda, owns T-Bird Roadhouse in Wheat Ridge. And one thing, going to the timeline of when you actually found out about this ordinance and how, Aaron, I was doing a little bit of digging because, of course, I'm going to do research before I put together a column like this. And I found from city council minutes that it was introduced on August 10th for first reading. And then final passage was achieved on August 24th, that's 14 days later, there were five comments that had been sent in, and I reviewed all five of them. They were sent in between August 21st and August 23rd, and all five of them were in favor of this ordinance, cheerleading it, and not a one was against it or had anything to do with the business like yours, or as I understand it, there's another location or another business, Clancy's Irish Pub, that does provide live outdoor music at times. Nobody along those lines from you or from Clancy's or anybody in the community had any sort of a presentation there. So when and how did you find out about this?
We found out the city sent down a patrol officer with a letter that initially said that we could not exceed 75 decimals and that there was a new noise ordinance in place. And I believe it was probably, I don't know the exact date, but it had to have been after, you know, at the end of August, early September, that, you know, a new ordinance was in place. And then it wasn't until maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, we got another notice from an additional patrol officer that kind of clarified more in depth. I guess there was a revision to the ordinance again, which clarified more that, hey, now you need permits to have amplified sound. And, you know, from my understanding, as far as like amplified sound, I mean, there's really no specification. I mean, that could be, you know, a boombox that has amplified sound.
Yeah, there's a broad, to piggyback on what you're saying, there is a broad definition in the ordinance for what amplified sound entails. Yes.
Yeah, and I've been told by, you know, several different officials with the city of Wheat Ridge that, you know, this more or less has to do with the Rocky Mountain bottling plant than it does T-Bird Roadhouse. But when you look at the notes and you look at everything that was passed, nothing is mentioned as far as like industrial noise. It's more of like amplified commercial sound.
Well, and let me say, just to kind of clarify that a little bit, there is a section about industrial noise, but there are separate requirements for commercial and residential.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, we were just completely blindsided by this. I mean, I don't think anybody in the community, other than, you know, the city council reps and maybe a couple of other officials, as well as these five individuals, even knew about anything to do with a petition, as I like to call it, to change this noise ordinance. I mean, I think it would have been a nice gesture on the city's part to kind of reach out to the businesses directly that it was going to, you know, affect and allow us to present our side of the case. But, you know, now we're climbing an uphill battle and trying to get something overturned that was set in place without us even having any knowledge of it, you know? So
in that regard, let's talk about the impact that this will have on your business as we go into the spring and the summer. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's going to have a huge impact. I mean, T-Bird is known for its terrific patio that it has and the live events that it provides throughout the, I believe it's been open the past 6 or 7 years. And it's been a staple of the community for the past 6 or 7 years. Not only do we provide live entertainment, but we also provide, you know, charity benefits for fallen bikers. I mean, to kind of express that, I was given a summons for not providing a permit on a event in November when we were providing a charity event for an individual that lost his life riding his motorcycle. It wasn't until we had the widow go out and talk to the officers that we were allowed to continue the event for only 2 hours. So, you know, they came ready to shut it down and not allow us to continue. But to kind of get into the point of everything, it's gonna, you know, I don't know how we're gonna be able to compete with other businesses in other cities that are able to provide, yes, you know, outdoor music. You know, I mean, you go to Golden, you go to Arvada, Lakewood, all the surrounding communities, and you know, all their bands, all their bars are allowed to continue to have live music. And so, you know, I kind of look at it as we're trying to compete with one hand or one arm behind our back at this point and try to provide, you know, something that everybody wants. And that's music. Who doesn't love music, especially outdoors, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday. And it wasn't
absolutely,
just to kind of backtrack a little, it wasn't like we were providing this music at 10 o'clock at night to the, you know, to the extreme, you know, the buffer. Most of, if not all of our bands were over at 7 o'clock. We only provided bands on Saturday and Sundays. It wasn't during the week. It wasn't, you know, 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday or 6 o'clock at night on a Thursday. It was Saturdays and Sundays from mostly 4 to 7 o'clock at night. And that's it. Mm. You know, so yeah, it's gonna affect us substantially. Well, and you know,
yeah, and you told me that
time,
when you have an event with live music, you told me that your revenue triples on those days compared to the other days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people like to stay around and listen to the music. If you know they know a place down the street that has live music, chances are they're probably going to go there instead of our place, and you know our revenues are going to go down, which, you know, it's going to affect everybody, including our employees and our distributors and, you know, everybody along those lines. So, yeah, it's going to be a huge impact. And I think we're going to try to do the best we can to petition to the city council to get this overturned.
And we'll get more to that in just a moment. But I'm thinking about the impact on businesses when the rules of the game are changed and in such a way that is so excessive and makes you fundamentally have to fundamentally reassess your business model if it continues, if you're not able to overturn this ordinance. We'll get to that in a moment. But I think about the impact on the business, the impact of your employees. You have at least 10 employees working for T-Bird Roadhouse at any given time. You and your wife are young. You're both in your 30s. You've got 4 kids. The impact is real, especially amidst a pandemic when you're already uncertain about the rules that are allowed.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it was just a complete blindside on their part, and you know, we really don't know what we're going to do at this point. And we're already struggling to survive as far as, you know, going through COVID with the pandemic, and you know, the inside of the bar is pretty small as it is. So we rely on the summer months to bring in individuals and provide live music to make up for, you know, winners and a COVID winner at this point. So it's definitely going to be a struggle moving forward with the inability to have, you know, more than 6 bands a year.
Now, you have spoken to your city councilman about this. What has the response been?
You know, what I took from it was that they, one city council rep apologized for the actions on their behalf. So that was very nice. And I felt like it was very genuine. I think that they've provided me with some ways to build a case and get this overturned. One example is having individuals write them directly, you know, a letter saying they support live music at T-Bird, how they enjoyed their experiences there in the past. And then another avenue is also having individuals kind of, if they don't feel like writing a letter, they can stop by and put their name on a list with their phone number. So, you know, our city council rep can reach out to them if need be. Yeah, more or less a petition to get that. And we've actually started on Monday, and by Thursday we had over 100 signatures already, and these are just individuals that frequent the bar day in and day out. So I can only anticipate that the signatures will grow, as well as the letters will increase and the support as
Well, Aaron McAllister, what has the response been from the neighbors, from other people who live, let's say, within the 300-foot radius that you have to distribute flyers to whenever you have one of these coveted 6 permanent events?
You know, the response has been very well. We actually have a couple of neighbors that are adjacent to or live next door to the neighbors in question that have petitioned the city to enact this noise ordinance, and they are in complete favor of the bar. They love the music. They frequent all the time, and they are fully supported. They have signed our petition to get this overturned. So, so far it's been great. And, you know, I can only anticipate more of the neighbors. I haven't got a chance to talk to all of them, but I can only anticipate from what I experienced last summer when they would come up to me and say, "Hey, you know what? We don't support those neighbors in their attempts to get this place shut down or change the noise ordinance. We're in full support of T-Bird.
Good.
And, you know, we'll do whatever we need." So,
well, I got to run.
It's been very great.
Good. I got to run to a break. I want to spend a few minutes more with you on the other side to put a pin on this and broaden the context, too, after we let you go. But we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Aaron McAllister, co-owner with his wife, Amanda, of T-Bird Roadhouse in Wheat Ridge. Be sure to, if you're in the area, if you're in that part of town, why not check him out? Help out a business in need, T-Bird Roadhouse. And you might catch a weekend where I happen to be there performing. Who knows? I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more on News Talk 710 KNUS. music known to man more than 7 years running. It's the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Little Albert Cummings bringing us back, singing about, you know, how we're going to drink, party, and dance the whole night long. It sounds like he's thinking about having a good time out at a bar like T-Bird Roadhouse, which is located near 44th and Kipling, at 44th and Independence in Wheat Ridge. And if you're just joining us here on the program, T-Bird Roadhouse is now faced with an ordinance that was passed, the noise ordinance passed in August of last year, and just went into effect at that point in time. And now we're upon a period of time where it's the springtime on the horizon. We're about into the spring and then the summer, and it's an outdoor venue, and they're now allowed to hold only 6 permitted events, according to this new ordinance that was sprung upon with no warning the folks at T-Bird Roadhouse. We are talking right now with Aaron McAllister, who, along with his wife Amanda, co-owns T-Bird Roadhouse and has for a little over a year. I understand, Aaron, that you purchased, took ownership of T-Bird in January of 2020 and then reopened in June of last year amidst the pandemic, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We were initially scheduled to open the first week of April. However, the shutdowns started in the end of March, so we had to wait until were given the all clear. So yeah, we're trying here.
Well, and so you guys have had live music for the 6 years, that 6 or 7 years the T-Bird Roadhouse has been a place, but that's not the only place that has had live music in the 44th and Kipling area. Next door is the Motorcycle Shop, and so I just joined the Lap Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, the Lap Dogs band, and Joel Taylor, lead guitarist for the band, told me, first of all, he's the one who told me about this ordinance going into effect, and that's when I decided to reach out to you and write about this, but he told me that T-Birds, under the original ownership, like 5 years ago, the Lap Dogs started playing there. And then before that, for about 20 years, the band performed regularly next door at the Motorcycle Shop. So by my basic math, for like 25 years, there's been music going on, live music outside in that area, and suddenly it is effectively shut down.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
So as a business that relies upon certainty to the greatest extent possible, not only are you guys faced at your bar with the prospect of the pandemic and the rules ever changing and all of that, but now you have to get 6 permits a year max in order to hold any events. And you need what, like 3 weeks or a month's notice that you have to give to the city in order to get the okay?
Yeah, that's correct. And yeah, we have to give 3 weeks to a month's notice. And, you know, it kind of puts a strain on us because these bands, as you know, bands book up really quick. So,
yes,
you know, if I apply for a permit, I can't book a band until I am, you know, accepted of that permit. So by that time, the band may already be booked up. If I don't get the permit and I book a band and then I have to cancel, then it looks bad on me, looks bad on the business. The band probably isn't too happy about that because they could have booked another venue and that venue might be booked up at that point. So it's just a unfortunate situation that we're in right now, that we're put through this predicament of trying to figure this all out.
Well, I know that you've been in talks with Joel trying to set another time for the Lap Dogs to go play at T-Bird.
Yes,
and for a variety of reasons, it's been difficult. And one of them, surely, is you need this space of notice in order to make it happen. And it's like, to me, it is overzealous on the part of the government to require this, but it is even more troubling when you're not given any sort of notice before this goes into effect. Now, certainly, this probably has been a lesson to you and other restaurants and other small businesses to pay attention a little bit more closely to what the city council's doing, because you never know when they might spring a new ordinance on you. But Talk to me for a moment, if you will, please, Aaron McAllister, about the role of uncertainty amidst the pandemic or anything else. How important it is for businesses to have at least some semblance of certainty.
Oh, it's very important. I mean, you know, we have to compete with every other bar and restaurant within the Denver metro area. So, you know, us being in Wheat Ridge and other bars being in other areas, it puts a strain on what we're able to do. And so, I mean, this kind of touches base with the whole COVID idea. One day we're in red, one day we're in purple, one day we're in yellow. I mean, I've lost track of what each color means at this point. So I do my best with my employees to make sure everybody's safe. I do my best with the customers to make sure everybody's following these guidelines as far as staying socially distant. And, you know, to be quite frank with you, it's hard sometimes to go up to a customer and tell them, oh, by the way, you didn't come with this particular group. I can't have you within 6 feet of them. Or, you know, if you're going to go to the bathroom, you wear your mask to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of puts an unsettling realm.
It puts you in an uncomfortable position enough. So what I'm getting from you as I'm listening to you talk, Aaron, is that on the one hand, you have to comply with these regulations, which of course you're going to do all that you can to be in compliance with the law and with arbitrary rules that keep changing.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you're also put in the uncomfortable position of having to, you know, sometimes go up to customers and say, hey, we need you to do this differently because we need to be in compliance with the rules here. But also, when the rules keep changing, then you have to judge, do I allow this person to come in today or do I have to tell them you got to stay home? I'm sorry, I can't give you the hours that I know you were counting on. Or for you, you have to make a determination about how you're going to allocate budgeting. Or, I mean, businesses, you're always looking ahead. You're not just trying to think through the next month. You're trying to think through the next year, the next 5 years. And you can't do that in the pandemic lately. And now you have the city of Wheat Ridge saying, sorry, guys, we're not going to allow you to have more than six events that you need to get permit. Not even events. I'm saying events. Like, the permit is for an amplified sound event, but these are not events that you were holding. These were the regular weekend occasions for customers to come and enjoy live music. So I know I'm throwing a lot at you there, but it really grinds my gears the more I think about it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's an essential business model of the T-Bird Roadhouse. If your listeners have never been there, you know, I encourage them to stop by and kind of take a look at what we're talking about. The bar is more or less an outside bar. It's an outside venue. The outside holds more occupancy than the inside does. So during the summer months, people come from all over Colorado. And I'm not just talking about Wheat Ridge or Arvada or Littleton. I'm talking about as far north as I've heard Firestone, Longmont, as far south as like Castlewalk, to come to T-Bird Roadhouse, because some of the experiences you're going to realize there are like experiences is great. I mean, it's an outdoor setting. It has a tree in the middle of the patio that provides shade. It's just a great
experience. It really
is.
It
has a great vibe, you know?
It does, and it's a fun place. It definitely does cater to a biker crowd, for sure, which I think is part of the reason why you get people from all around, because they're riding their bikes on a sunny day. They get wind that something's happening at T-Bird Roadhouse in Wheat Ridge, and they like the band that's going to be playing. So why not go out on the beautiful summer day and take a ride on the motorcycle down to T-Bird? And it's just, it really is just such a fun place. And as I have the comments from, and I'm not going to bother reading them, but I have them in front of me, the comments from the five individuals who had sent in to the city council. And I'm just, I don't get it. And it almost seems like there's some sort of, and I don't want to impart motives upon people, but I can't help but wonder if there's some sort of a vendetta when you've constantly been getting these complaints from a handful, just two or three people in that area that have wanted to complain. And I mean, you were telling me about the biker issue when you had a complaint come in and you weren't even having the biker the fundraiser, charity fundraiser in August 29th of last year, and you weren't even having any loud noise from music or anything like that, and you were still getting complaints and trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. They were the individuals in question. We didn't even have a live. There was no live bands. There was no music playing. It was just a biker organization providing a charity benefit for a young lady who, at the time, I believe, was suffering from some sort of injuries. And we had these individuals actually taking pictures out there, taking pictures of the individuals and almost enticing them to see if they would do something or something of that nature. And
provoking. That's from,
yeah. And that's what I experienced from the whole events that took place that day. There was no reason for these individuals to be outside of the bar on the sidewalk, taking pictures and kind of like documenting things when nothing was taking place. So,
I feel for you. I'm glad that you now have Aaron McAllister, your city council representatives, being responsive, having a meeting, being apologetic and open to trying to find some sort of a resolution here. Ideally, my goal, certainly in writing the column and also in talking about this today with you, is to push for a complete removal of the ordinance, complete repeal, and to go back to the way things were before. But at a minimum, if they at least work to find something more reasonable, that's at least necessary in my view. And not just for T-Bird Roadhouse or for Clancy's Irish Pub, but for other businesses in the city that may decide, hey, I want to add an outdoor music component, and then run up against these kinds of regulations. And something else too is that we're seeing this pandemic, we've seen the impact, and in January, a WalletHub report found that Colorado ranks second to last now among the 50 states and D.C. when it comes to unemployment, because bars and restaurants and other companies have been unable to hire people and have been cutting jobs. And this is, so in my mind, an especially bad time to deal a death blow to another small business like yours with 10 plus employees. Also consider the revenue that the city actually gets from a place like T-Bird and the happy music loving patrons, but broaden this out even beyond just your company and T-Bird and just one business in Wheat Ridge. The implications of cities doing this kind of thing, I think, should be concerning to everybody and a wake up call for everybody.
I couldn't agree more. And, I don't have a problem with there being guidelines or ordinance that is, I believe, pro live music. I mean, I don't have a problem with a noise ordinance or that says, hey,
reasonable,
go above these decimals. Yeah, you go above these decimals, then yeah, we're going to shut you down. I agree. I personally would be fine with, 70, 75 decimals, 60, 65. I just want to be able to play live music and bring in customers that enjoy what they come there for.
Yeah.
So, if they can come back and say, hey, 65 decimals and, play until 8 o'clock at night, I don't have a problem with that. I'm very open to communication as well as negotiation and coming to a common ground that we are all happy with.
Yeah.
That's where I'd like to go with this.
For sure. It's just sometimes it's unfathomable to me how on occasion you have a situation where maybe people nearby think that the music's too loud and people in the back of the bar can't hear it very well. That's a problem sometimes for people who want to enjoy the music, but they don't want to be right up close, or they can't be up close, especially with social distancing regulations. So I understand you saying the 65 decibel thing, but you never know if that could end up being a little bit. I mean, the whole thing sometimes just gets too arbitrary and really cracks down too much on businesses, especially when we've been suffering lockdowns and social distancing now for almost a year. And most people, I observed this in my column, Aaron, most people haven't had the chance to enjoy live music. And if they want to go enjoy live music, there's a good chance they might want to be outdoors instead of indoors because the COVID transfer risk is a little bit less. So I'm thinking, why not allow people to have the opportunity to go enjoy themselves when they haven't been able to for so long?
You make a good point. I mean, some of the best venues and, you know, amphitheaters in the nation are outdoor. I mean, if you want to think about Red Rocks, Red Rocks is a staple of Colorado. People come from all over to go to Red Rocks.
Oh, yes.
To experience that outdoor live music under the stars on a nice summer night. And that's what we're trying to recreate on a very small scale at T-Bird, you know, provide that atmosphere that everybody loves and everybody can come and enjoy and, you know, just experience a great time.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on. Aaron McAllister, owner of T-Bird Roadhouse, 44th and Independence, or near 44th and Kipling in Wheat Ridge. It is a fun place. I am waiting and looking forward to when we're able to settle another time for me to play some harmonica with the lap dogs over at T-Bird, and I'll have to meet you when I go there that day. I'm sure that will be fun. Now, before I let you go, since we have spent now basically the full 6 o'clock hour with you, why don't you tell us more about what you offer for customers that come at T-Bird Roadhouses? I strongly encourage everybody to come patronize, especially if they live in the area. It's a great place.
You know, what we offer is just a great atmosphere, a great social experience. It's like a Cheers of Colorado. Everybody knows everybody. If you've never been there, you walk in and you feel instantly home. The history on it, the structure itself used to be a house back in the 30s. So it has that homey feel when you come in. I mean, we've got all of our food is in-house made. The ingredients are fresh. We none of our beef or chicken is ever frozen. Mm. So we try to provide that roadhouse feel that you may not experience in other places. Cool. You know, ice cold beer all the time. We have a Taco Tuesday, 75-cent tacos. We have a Wing Wednesday, all-you-can-eat wings for $20.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you could sit out on the patio and just sit there and eat wings all night long and listen
getting
to
hungry.
Music. I mean, what better experience than that?
Okay, is there something you could pick as the best food on the menu or something that you particularly enjoy yourself?
Well, since I did come up with this, I would have to go with the loaded quesadilla. I mean, it's a 14-inch tortilla folded over in half, cut into fours with, you know, jalapenos, onions. We also have tomatoes on it, sour cream, salsa, and, you know, a ton of cheese.
Cheese, yes.
Yeah, that's a very important part of it.
All right. Well, Aaron McAllister, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck. Keep me updated on the progress. I'm very hopeful that we will get this rectified and that I will be back on stage there pretty soon.
You know what? Regardless, you're going to be back in April. I think Joel and I are going to set up a date in April. So
perfect.
Regardless of what happens with this, I'll use some of my my precious permits to get you guys back out there. So,
fantastic. Well, I will keep in mind to let listeners know about that occasion. So thank you so much and take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once again, Aaron McAllister, owner along with his wife, Amanda, of T-Bird Roadhouse in Wheat Ridge. You know, I wanted to spend a lot of time on this story, not just because I wrote my column about it for the Denver Gazette. Caddyshack jokes are now Wheat Ridge regulations.
Cut that off!
Music is a violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law!
And not also because I've played there, and I think it's a great place, and I look forward to playing again and having a good time. But as the more I was talking with Aaron and the more I talked with him during the week writing this column as I was doing my research, the more I realized that we really need to spotlight small businesses that are already trying to deal with the rules and regulations and everything changing. I mean, it reminds me of this scene in Star Wars Empire Strikes Back where Lando Calrissian is complaining to Darth Vader. And Vader is like, I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. And then Lando goes to himself. He mutters, this deal is getting worse all the time. And can he blame him? Darth Vader keeps changing the rules. Well, that's what's going on with King Polis and all of his regulations. You heard the confusion from Aaron McAllister right there about this dial, the COVID dial that I think has changed for the third time. They keep changing information on what the plan is for vaccinations and who qualifies for the vaccine. They keep changing all sorts of rules arbitrarily, and it's no wonder that our unemployment rate is so much higher than almost everywhere else in the country. Now, in here in Colorado, it's crazy. Our governor has failed us. And then you have city councils changing the rules on a whim. Like this, when for years it's been different. For years it was one way, and then they're like, ah, we're going to change it, and then you let a business know. I wanted to highlight this because I think it's very important for us to keep in mind how government screws people far too much, screws business owners just trying to get by, put food on the table for their four kids like the McAllisters, or to be able to pay their employees in their small business and to provide a great experience for customers. And here you have, whether it's the city or the state or the federal government, getting its grubby hands involved in business where it doesn't belong. And I'm sick of it, wanted to highlight it. Yes, I'm now harmonica player for the Lapdogs. We will play soon enough at T-Bird Roadhouse. I'll keep you apprised of that. By the way, you can follow me if you go onto Facebook and you search Jimmy Jr. Energetic Harmonica. You can get to my page there and follow me in all my musical things. And also follow the Lapdogs, D-A-W-G-S, on Facebook as well. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will talk with Fahad Nazir, official spokesperson for the Saudi Embassy in D.C., plus Rick French of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on who the nominees are for the induction into the 2021 class. Keep it right here. It's the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS.